Clean elections advocates have submitted what they believe are enough signatures to put a sweeping overhaul initiative before the voters in November. The measure could establish new campaign donor disclosure requirements and a new mechanism to replace the matching funds provision for publicly financed candidates, which was thrown out by the U.S. Supreme Court. Andrew Bossy of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections spoke with MPBN's Mal Leary about the initiative. He says it'll give public candidates another tool to compete with privately financed opponents.
It would allow candidates to qualify as they normally do by collecting $5 checks from voters in their district. But then, if they're getting outspent, they could go out into their community, talk to voters, garner support in the way of $5 checks to qualify for additional, limited additional funds to stay competitive in their races. The big difference between the old clean election system and the system we have today is that candidates are going to have to work and demonstrate support in order to receive additional funds. And that means they have to be talking to their voters, and those ideas that they have need to resonate.
How is this going to work on some of these really expensive races? For example, the governor's race has had over $20 million in independent expenditures this last time around. No one ran with public financing because they knew they couldn't have enough money if they did it that way.
I think the important thing to acknowledge here is that dark money, outside expenditures from outside groups, are here. That's thanks to the Supreme Court. And what we can do about that is make sure there's disclosure, that everyday people, when they see an ad on TV, that they know that it's not only bought and paid for by some, you know, mom and apple pie pack, but they need to know who's funding that. And when we enact this law, we'll have more strong disclosure by making sure that all ads from independent groups list not only their name, but the top three funders. So this would say paid for and authorized by mom and apple pie pack with funding support from A, B, and C. We also make sure that any governor-elect discloses who he or she is raising big money from special interest groups, to pay for their inaugural parties and transition. Right now, there's a huge loophole that allows a governor-elect to raise unlimited number of funds from whoever he or she seeks without disclosing any of it to the public. So those are two important disclosure provisions. Also, there's too many people breaking our campaign finance laws today because the fines and penalties are, quite honestly, laughable, or the cost of doing business is what most people say. We raise those penalties. If you're going to violate our laws in Maine and play in our politics, you're going to pay up to 100% of that expenditure because you violated those laws.
This is a citizen initiative. Does it go on the ballot this year? Because that would be a special election. Can you win a special election when nothing else is on the ballot, or maybe a few bond issues?
We are going on the 2015 ballot. We believe Mainers, as demonstrated by the signature gathering effort, are ready for this, and they want a law in place for 2016 that is strong for clean election candidates and strong on disclosure and accountability. So we're ready and mobilizing to get all these Mainers that collected signatures and even more to help win us at the ballot in November 2015.
It may be a bit ironic, but are you concerned that the so-called dark forces, as you call them, are going to bring in the funds to defeat you?
Make no doubt about it. Special interests don't want us to have a strong, clean election law. They don't want us to have disclosure. They don't want us to have accountability. But I believe, we believe, in Maine people and their ability to once again show the country that we can and must do something about this eroding of our democracy, that's big money that is coming in and drowning out all of our voices.
Andrew Bossy of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections speaking with MPBN's Mal Leary. It's 2 minutes before 5 o'clock.